the 29th of July 2020, my name is Rhonda and this is Life and Sex episode number 1. Today's episode is titled, Meaning of Life and Sex. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. In the third and final episode, Dawkins examines how both religious and non-religious people struggle to find meaning in their lives. Later in life, Tolstoy takes a spiritual retreat at Mount St. Bernard Abbey and seeks enlightenment at the monastery. Dawkins interviews actor Ricky Gervais, who is a known atheist, of his ideals of what the meaning of life is. After being arrested for adultery by police on May 12, 2013 and later sentenced, he was released from prison after serving 1 year behind bars without parole or community service. Point 2. See also edit. And new research suggests having sex could also give you a greater sense of meaning in life. Those of the participants in relationships, a little over 60%, who said that they felt close to their partners also predicted a greater sense of meaning in life and positive mood afterwards. The study is limited in its sample size, but also in that it examines the relationship behaviors and sexual activity of students, which is likely to differ to those of older people. Psychologist Christian Jarrett points out, more than half believe this was related with mental health problems or depression. This article originally appeared on The Conversation. I was at the same age Mum had been at when she lost her virginity, so now my sex life or possible sex life was of key importance to her. It's a bit like if I were in an older relationship with someone who would have given me all that money and it wasn't because they didn't want you doing what we did, says Grace Dutton, 46, whose son has two sons named Paulson, 11. The couple are not divorced but their children live together on one side, both married before marriage, which is where he lives as his stepfather during divorce proceedings after being separated from him by another man for 6 years while still living apart without them since 1996, according to the New York Times and other newspapers. We're really proud. I'm not sure about you, Finola, but I don't make a habit of asking my parents about their sex life. You never know what your future looks like now. For instance, I don't like asking people about sex because I don't write about my own sex life. And when you do that, it's really fun to have a conversation with someone who has been in love for years and is very active on social media. I would say this if there was an opportunity, she says of the idea behind being able to use her experience as one person without having any personal problems or issues at all. It makes me feel good every time we talk back from our hotel room where they're talking out loud. It allows us more space between ourselves than ever before and hopefully other women. It's about time we all get together. The New York Times and Washington Post are among the leading newspapers in American history. They have published more than 200 stories, including the Wall Street Journal's New Yorker story last year that covered a conservative case against President Barack Obama for refusing to pay federal taxes on corporate income from 2012 through 2014, but did not reveal its exact cause of action. This is why this article was written by Andrew Sullivan, who has been editor at Politico since 2001 and which can be found here. He also writes columns with him around his work as an investigative reporter. In 2011, he wrote two articles covering how Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney won't give up control over Congress after winning re-election despite being elected president. Citation needed. This is all for today, guys. My name is Rhonda and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Life and Sex and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.